those who have real logical sort of left brain minds, the dilemma is always, if I'm acting out a script, and the script has already been written, and there's an intelligence about this, and that everything happens for a reason, then I must not have a free will, and therefore I'll just sort of sit back and sit in a cave and allow the world to transpire and allow my life to take place, and I'm really not in charge of it. You know, that's the great dilemma that that a lot of people face until they get to the point where they realize that both things are operating at the same time. And you have to live with that duality or that polarity of being in charge and not being in charge, of being doomed to make choices. You learn to live with that paradox. It's the reason for the smirk on the face of the Buddha. You know, it's the, when you get used to it and live with it, it becomes almost delicious and exciting to know that you are at the same moment acting out a much grander scheme. And at the very same moment, you're making all the choices within it all at the same time. And you can fight with that one forever and not get any place with it. What I suggest is that you know that every step along the way that you're making, along the path, all the obstacles, all the things that you're going through at this moment, that what you do is you start to process them a little bit differently. And process them not in terms of why do I have to do this and why isn't my life working out or why are things so negative and so on, but process it a little differently in that, why am I choosing this? Why am I participating in this now? What do I have to get out of this? What is the lesson in it for me? And as you do that, you find yourself moving more and more towards the gate. And then when you come up to the gate, you just sort of slam it shut behind you and you never look back again. And that's when you know that you're not alone. That's when you know that for whatever help that you are looking for or whatever guidance you're seeking or whatever road you want to travel, that there's another world other than the world of the five senses.